is this week broadcast. Iran has begun uranium enrichment at a new underground site, well protected from possible aerial bombardment, so says a leading hardline newspaper. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says Iran is laying the groundwork for a nuclear capability, but it's not time yet to be looking at military options.
I think the pressure of the sanctions, I think the pressure of diplomatic pressures from everywhere, Europe, the United States, elsewhere, is working.
Secretary Panetta was on Face the Nation on CBS. Increased fears of Taliban infiltration of Afghanistan's army and police. Allied officials say an Afghan army soldier shot and killed a NATO soldier, nationality not divulged. Apparently, it was the latest in a series of attacks by members of Afghan security forces against coalition partners. You're listening to ABC News.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-653-1866. Just call 1-800-653-1866. 1-800-653-1866.
The Russian tanker Renda is said to be making slow but steady progress. The Renda is crawling through hundreds of miles of sea ice, trying to make a crucial fuel delivery to Nome, Alaska. Without it, the city of 3,500 could run out of fuel before spring. A storm prevented the last pre-winter fuel delivery. Jason Evan of Sitnasok Corporation, one of the companies undertaking the delivery, says it's the first ever wintertime fuel delivery to Nome.
Started traveling through ice with the assistance of the U.S. Coast Guard and the Coast Guard ice-breaking ship, the Healy, at about 300 miles.
It's hoped the Renda will arrive at Nome tomorrow or Tuesday with its supply of shipment of fuel. A blessed event for pop star Beyonce and her husband, hip-hop mogul Jay-Z. They've reportedly welcomed their first child at a hospital here in New York City. ABC's Marcy Gonzalez is there.
Her name, Ivy Blue Carter. And according to those reports, Beyonce checked in here at Lenox Hill Hospital under the name Ingrid Jackson. The 30-year-old singer and her rapper husband, Jay-Z, whose real name is Sean Carter, reportedly paid $1.3 million to rent a private suite on the fourth floor, and according to some reports, they rented out the entire floor for the birth.
ABC's Marcy Gonzalez in New York. Still, there's been no official confirmation from Beyonce's or Jay-Z's people on the reported birth. This is ABC News.
With the price of stamps increasing, sending mail was getting more and more expensive. So in order to save some money, I've trained this crew of carrier pigeons to deliver my mail for me. Do they always get it right? Nope. Do my letters make it on time? That would be nope. Do they sometimes get lost? You got that one right. But who has two thumbs and isn't buying stamps? This guy, that's who.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francois. Coming to you live from the award-winning Grand Del Mar Hotel, Spa, Golf Course, Fine Dining, and the list goes on and on and on right here in San Diego. Now, let me give you a little bit. Here's some more information about the grounds of the Grand Del Mar Hotel. Lushly landscaped acreage includes more than 10,000 mature trees, towering Italian cypresses, tropical trees, and an abundance of indigenous planting. I'm getting a little nervous because I have an actual naturalist sitting across from me, and he's probably going, now let me see if she said those words correctly. No, not really, but it's nice. I'm excited about talking to him. Also located near the Los Penasquitos Canyon Preserve, which comprises 37 miles of hiking, biking, walking, horseback trails, all of this in this beautiful natural wonderland setting. So we're going to learn more about that, the waterfalls, natural waterfalls, tree-lined trails, all sorts of beautiful stuff going on here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel. I am Francoise, your host for the next hour of Traveling with Francoise, where you'll get a chance to sign up and register for your own trip to the Grand Del Mar Hotel. Yes, you can do that anytime during the next hour at 760-320-8255. That's 760-320-8255. Or for all you internet junkies out there, you're listening online and whatnot, just go to the website travelingwithfrancoise.com. I will be featuring the Grand Del Mar Hotel next Saturday on KESQ, so you'll be able to see it as well there. And we have something going on KESQ. For those of you who missed the first hour, we learned about the golf, the phenomenal golf course here at the Grand Del Mar. And we also talked to Tom Voss, who is the president of this wonderful resort. It is Mediterranean style. It has five-star award-winning Forbes winner, five diamonds, AAA winner. I mean, the list of awards goes on and on and on. I could just talk about the awards, but we want to learn more than just about the awards, and so deserved. Here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel Luxury Resort. There's a feeling of being comfortable here that I have not felt at any other luxury resort. Sometimes luxury means snooty, just to be honest. I mean, that's what you're all thinking, so that's what I'm saying. Not here at the Grand Del Mar. I tell you, I have just enjoyed my time immensely. There's something here that makes you not want to leave, and that is a compliment to the friendly staff and your surroundings, the outdoors, the indoors, everything going on here. I am sitting in a king suite with a balcony that looks over the golf course, beautifully decorated. I have two bathrooms. Flat screen, you name it, it's all here. Yes, I have been spoiled, but every guest is spoiled at the Grand Del Mar. Every guest. And like I said on my blog, everybody's a celebrity here. You don't need to stand on a red carpet. You just come here because they treat you like one, and with respect and polite and just so friendly. Now, I told you I was going to start the new year off in style. So what have I been doing since I arrived at the Grand Del Mar Hotel on Friday? Well, as I was just telling you, it's been so serene and beautiful and peaceful. I've done a lot of relaxing. Very nice. I have been walking a little bit. I have been dining. Yeah, dining. I mean, that's a whole other subject, and we'll be talking about that with Grand Chef William Bradley later on. I have been reading. I've been learning to use my iPhone, which I haven't had time. I've had it for almost a month now, and I've actually sat outside on this huge lawn near the helicopter pad waiting for a helicopter that never came that day. Well, I probably would have blown me away anyway. So I sat there, enjoyed the sun, worked on my iPhone, and actually learned to do a few things with it. And the weather has been beautiful. In fact, there was a little fog one night on Friday night, and I thought, oh my gosh, I haven't seen fog in a long time in the desert. We don't normally see a little bit of fog like that. It was beautiful. Very, very nice. And boom, it was gone. The next morning, the sun was out and just gorgeous now. Now, like I said, here is a tip. Next Saturday on KSQ, you will be seeing the Grand Del Mar Hotel that features golf course, equestrian center, four pools, spa, fitness center, gift shop, all these restaurants. The list, I can't even, there's so much here. Again, their own little private beach, but they'll take you to the beach, which is only a few minutes away if you want to, including a naturalist. This is the first time I've ever had a naturalist on the show, so I'm very excited about that. And a milk bath. I had a milk bath. Yes, I did. So, and a chapel, the bells ringing. Do you get the picture? Close your eyes, Mediterranean style. Do you feel like you're in another world, but you're simply right here in San Diego at the Grand Del Mar Hotel. So, and Del Mar is close by as well. So for all of those of you who enjoy spending the summer at the races, I would certainly suggest that you stay here at the Grand Del Mar. And you can listen online anywhere in the world by going to travelingwithfrancoise.com or newstalk920.com. You can use your smartphone, iPad, and even a radio. Believe it or not, a radio will work as well. You can hear us on the radio. Well, let us jump right in. Oh, I had one little note. I know a lot of you noticed that I mentioned on my Facebook posting that I went to the Annenberg Retreat at Sunnylands. Yes, I did. I toured the property What a life the ambassador led. In fact, they would fit certainly right in very well here, very comfortable here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel. We will be talking about the Annenberg Retreat later on in an upcoming show. Very exciting stuff, so stay tuned for that. But now, back to the Grand Del Mar Hotel. We do have one letter for the mailbag, and all these emails I read, they do go into the mailbag. At the end of the month, Valley will draw a winner's name. And this one said, Hi, Francoise. Thank you. John and I are looking forward to this great event. We had a great time last year, and they're talking about the travel show in downtown Los Angeles and look forward to this event in Long Beach. We do hope to see you there on Saturday. Hopefully, we don't miss each other like we did last year. So many people. Perhaps we can arrange to meet at a certain place and time. Just let me know. Take care. Smiles and hugs from the Durans. And thanks, you guys. And yes, I will be there on Saturday because Sunday I'm going to be doing the show, and that is the Los Angeles Travel and Adventure. So that's always a lot of fun. But now, back to the Grand Del Mar Hotel and our naturalist, who is Dylan Jones. Hi, Dylan.
Hi, Francois. Good morning.
Hold that microphone.
It's right up there.
Yeah, now he's a natural
guy. I used to walk around with a microphone.
You're outside enjoying the world. Now, I have to say, what does an on-site naturalist do? What do you do at the Grand Del Mar Hotel?
Oh, there's so much to do, and, you know, I'm kind of itching to do that right now. You've got me inside here on a beautiful day, right? So, no, we are, let me just kind of give you my view of where we are in this beautiful location, just tucked back a few miles from the ocean, but this is an area called Del Mar Mesa.
And okay.
Del Mar Mesa is a series of rainbow-colored sandstone deposits, right? And we're tucked into Shaw Valley, which is flowing to the west towards the ocean. And just on the other side of that, to the south, is a fabulous canyon preserve called Los Peñasquitos, named by the Spanish. And
now, Dylan,
yes,
I don't mean to interrupt. And
yes,
you said it a lot better than I did. I am a California native, and when I was little, my family, we would take the road trips, you know, the Sunday road trip.
Oh, yeah, the road trip.
And we would drive out here all the time, and we'd all see that name and kind of stumble over it and not have an idea, have no clue what it was, which is, it's a preserve. Amazing.
It is a preserve. And in fact, we're within this sort of arch of beautiful preserves that run all the way from the coast to the mountains, in fact, to the desert, right? And so, amazing spot here amongst San Diego County, which, by the way, is, over 70% green space.
Mm-hmm.
Just too many places to explore. But one is Los Peñasquitos Canyon, and one of the most fabulous here on the coast, literally hiking distance right here from the property. And Los Peñasquitos translates to little cliffs.
Oh.
And it has to do with the geology. I'm not going to nerd out on you here this morning, but it has to do
with... He wants to, though, folks.
I want it so bad. But it has to do with the geology of the upper layers here that are just, as I said, a rainbow color of sandstone. But there's so much to do around this area to in order to get out there and explore these mm-hmm. surrounds right here from the property. So jump on a horse. And if you're not used to doing that, there's people here that can help you do that. Go hike. And there's any level of hiking, right? So you can get into a 10-mile trek if you want.
Uh-huh.
You can do a half-mile stroll up on top of the mesa and get beautiful views. And cycling. You know, there's both beautiful road cycling and cycling down in the canyon at any level.
But Dylan,
yes,
yeah, folks, with us is Dylan Jones, the Grand Del Mar's on-site naturalist. What do you do? We want to know exactly what, I mean, I know that, yourself with nature, and I know I can tell, folks, he loves what he does because he keeps looking outside like, why am I not out there instead of here? But sorry, we're going to put you on the spot. Explain to us what it is you're taking care of here on the property.
So, yeah, just wanted to give you an idea of the surroundings. But, you know, what the thing is getting to know your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we love to do is help people that are visiting here explore the outdoors. And it's what you want to do. It's getting out there. But the part that we fill in, the blanks that we fill in are what it is that you're looking at, how this land was formed,
right,
and what these plants, these native plants are all about. You know, and who cares about native plants anyway? Well, there's there's a lot of reasons to care about native plants and the animals that come in as a result of that. Mm-hmm. And so we're in a location here that is so rich in that diversity, and you wouldn't know it unless there's someone out there helping you understand that. And once you have that basis, you know, of understanding, you're going to love your surroundings, and you're going to go out there and do whatever it is that you do. You power walk, or you run, or you cycle, or jog, or just go for a nice hike. But understanding your surroundings really helps you enjoy and appreciate that, right?
Well, yes, and I know a lot of times people, when they actually learn the name of a tree,
yeah,
or a flower that they didn't know, it's almost like getting an A on a test, because they don't forget it, because they're so excited to actually say they know the name of that tree now.
Oh.
I mean, does that make, because we don't, a lot of times people don't stop and smell the roses. I mean, that's, put it simply, they just don't stop. And when you're in a setting like this at the Grand Del Mar Hotel, you're surrounded by all this beauty, you want to stop. And when, yeah, you can actually learn the name of something, you're out there wandering around talking to guests, I'm sure.
That's absolutely right. You know, and once you understand something like that, like you said, that you identify with it, you have a love for it, you get outside, all of a sudden you see something you recognize, and you're excited because,
yeah,
you know the name of it.
Yeah.
You know, now you know the name of it. And that's it. It's just bringing it closer to you.
Now, are there any plants here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel, any types of shrubs or trees that really they imported that you were a little worried might not take to this type of coastal community?
Well, gosh, almost anything will grow here with water. This is, as you said earlier, Mediterranean climate zone. Oh, it's so friendly to horticulture. It's unbelievable. But yeah, I mean, there's some non-native species here. But of course, there's certain sections of any location where you want to bring those, as we call them, hybridized plants in, because they're beautiful,
mm-hmm,
and they grow here. But the reality is that the grounds, especially when you look at the golf course, surrounded by native plants. And, you know, it's interesting because I know you enjoy golf. The edges of this golf course are one of the most spectacular places to see native plant material and the surrounds, because it's getting a little bit of that water from the edge of the course,
mm-hmm,
and is a little brighter, frankly, than some other areas are. So, you know, there's many different plants here on the grounds, but then as you get out, you see a lot of other plants. So, yeah.
Now, when you were out wandering the grounds and stuff, is it your job also to go along the edges of the golf course and make sure that there isn't poison ivy and things like that, that people... Do you keep your eye out for something that might just pop up that might not be so friendly to
the
guests?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, not so much myself, but when I see things like that, you know, a good relationship with a superintendent here who is extremely proactive when it comes to things like that. So you've got a team of folks working on this golf course that are very meticulous with those things. And so, yeah, we'll point those things out. But I'm not in there myself, you know, doing the pruning and so forth. So,
what made me think this, what came to my head, and folks, with us is Dylan Jones. He's the Grand Del Mar's naturalist, on-site naturalist, is that sometimes, a lot of times, you know, frankly, a lot of times on desert golf courses, they have the jumping cholla. They do not explain this to the guest. And the guests get near these things, and the little pods just jump right on their clothes, and it ruins a nice round of golf. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and here, it's nice to know that someone's out there making sure that the guests, now, if there is a little, you know, poison ivy off in number 9 and way in the corner, just don't go over there. If you hit your ball over there, just don't go over there. So that's good. That's nice to know. Now, waterfalls. I heard there, I was too busy relaxing to be able to see the waterfalls, which now I'm sorry that I have not. But tell us about, there's waterfalls out here somewhere?
There's beautiful waterfalls. But first of all, I want you to know we do have cholla here, but it doesn't jump.
Oh, just
no, no.
Okay.
So we're like,
good.
But the waterfall, The waterfalls are part of a bigger picture here that's just incredible. So behind us, as I mentioned, to the south is Canyon Preserve, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason this canyon was preserved is because of this ribbon of life that is this flow of water that carves through it, that formed it,
mm-hmm,
frankly. And it comes up from an artesian spring about 3 miles to the east of where we are. Very unusual here to have year-round water flow. And when you have water, that means life, right? So this beautiful spring trickles down through this canyon, and at one point it hits a geologic feature that is basically a little upwelling from an event, and you see these gorgeous boulders that have been pushed up, and this water flows down and through those in a very kind of soft, serene waterfall landscape. And it's you know, it's not hardcore waterfalls, but it's an area that's very beautiful and sort of easy to take in. And you can get to you know, almost most of the parts of that area down there. So, and a lot of our trips go down into that location. So, and then that water, by the way, the story of that water is so important. Again, right just on the other side of where we are, this water eventually makes its way to the Pacific Ocean, not too far away.
Mm-hmm.
And that connection is really, really important. So flows down and eventually hits the high tide, right, and backs up and creates an estuary and a you know, magical location for wading birds and fish and all kinds of things to flourish. And it's all connected with all this stuff.
Yeah. I've missed a lot. Jeez, I have. That just sounds phenomenal. Now, do you have tours that go out of the Grand Del Mar that can take people to these spots in case they don't feel like wandering alone and they actually want to listen to someone like you explain to them what's going on? Because a lot of people do.
Yeah, you know, we do, and you've got your choice of going down by horse or going down by bike or hiking, or walking or power walking, however it is that you want to do, trail running. We can help get you down into these locations, enjoy your activity, but in the meantime, soak up this really, really special environment. So we do, and predominantly we do a lot of hiking because everybody can do that. And so we'll bring small and large groups down, all ages, and go down and let them explore and understand these areas, these absolutely exquisite areas.
Well, you've confirmed why I have not wanted to leave the Grand Del Mar Hotel property, and I even missed all of that. So next time I come back, I'm hoping to get a tour with you on the grounds. Now, for everyone that's out there saying, what would be his favorite, you know, everyone has a favorite something. So, Dylan, if you were to pick one thing that you would definitely want a visitor here at the Grand Del Mar to go see outside in this beautiful natural setting, what would it be?
Well, I would have to say just take any one of these trails, but I would say hike because it gives you the time to breathe, to sort of take things in, to unwind. And you start to focus on what's in front of you and not, you know, and not everything else that's on your mind. So I would say go out, take a hike at your own pace and soak it up. So, you know, quite honestly, of all the activities that I do, I still love that, where you can just get out and take it in at your own pace and breathe and put everything else aside. Well, it sounds simple, but you know what? It is. It's great.
Simple, it can be wonderful. Well, Dylan Jones, get out of here. Go outside and enjoy the sun.
Thank you
so much for being on the show. I mean, you've given us a completely new insight on what happens on the grounds of a property like this that people don't even realize. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Francois. Okay. Next time, let's hike.
Let's hike. Have a great job, by the way.
I do.
Enjoy. Folks, that was Dylan Jones. He's the Grand Del Mar's on-site naturalist. Who would think that? It happens right here at the Grand Del Mar. On that note, we are going to step aside just for a few minutes. When we come back, we have the chef, William Bradley, Grand Chef William Bradley, who is, wow, I tell you, this was quite a dining experience for me. I cannot wait to talk to him. Okay, folks, you are listening to Traveling with Francois. Right here on News Talk 920 KPSI, coming to you live from the Grand Del Mar Hotel in San Diego.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The ARP Auto Insurance Program from Hartford is now available through Desert Empire Insurance in the Coachella Valley since 1925. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members at Desert Empire Insurance at 760-360-4700. That's 760-360-4700. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Are you looking to get fit, but you're only in the desert for a few weeks or months? Knott's Fitness Point Health Club in Palm Springs is the place for you, with memberships designed for guests, short-term, long-term, and seniors. Why wait? Offering cardio machines, a weight room, heated pool, and more. Finally, a facility offering members a friendly, non-intimidating environment for the health of us. Fitness Point is located next to Knott's Oak City Water Park. For more info about Fitness Point, call 760-325-8155 or check out our Knott Fitness Point Facebook page.
Finally, there's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs, from my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on-site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there.
Hi, this is Mel Haber asking you to donate generously to Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Your tax-deductible donations of clothing and household goods help support round-the-clock services for disabled young people living in our 17 specially equipped homes. Angel View stores are located throughout the valley, so donating is easy and convenient 7 days a week. To find an Angel View location near you, just phone 322-2440. Please call today.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise right here on News Talk 920 KPSI. You can listen online in your car, on your phone, you name it. We are there. Just go to the website or use the radio. iPhones, iPad, smartphone, you name it. Anyone will do. 760-320-8255 to call in and register to win your very own two-night stay at the Grand Del Mar Hotel. Or you can simply go online to the contest page and you can register that way as well. And if you want to take a peek at the Grand Del Mar Hotel before next Saturday on KESQ, go to granddelmar.com. There you go. All right. Have all that in front of me. Want to make sure? Yes, granddelmar.com. Or you can give them a call at 858-314-2000. Now, culinary experience. I have had one. Now, let me give you a little information here about the dining at the Grand Del Mar. They have six dining venues. Its signature fine dining restaurant is Addison. They also have the Clubhouse Grill, Amaya, and an all-day restaurant offering upscale dinner service with an indoor and outdoor seating, a poolside eatery for snacks and lighter fare, a gourmet shop offering coffee and pastry items, the elegant lobby lounge. I'm just so excited. This is funny. I'm so excited to talk about my dinner Friday night. Forget all the rest of the stuff. They have it all here. They have six different dining venues. However, on Friday night, I had a culinary experience, bar none. You know, I've had a lot of great meals, and I always tell you about them. But usually there's like one thing on the menu that really stands out, and I brag about that. And Friday night, I had the pleasure of dining at Addison, which is a fine dining here at the Grand Del Mar. Southern California's only five-star, five-diamond restaurant. I had nine courses. Now, you think that's a ton of food. But on my notes, this is what I was writing on my menu as I was dining. I had, flavors, tastes are amazing, portions are, and these are things I was scribbling all over after each course. It was amazing. It was a true dining experience. And most of us don't do that. We sit down and we eat. That's what we do. We eat. We do not experience what we're eating. after the first bite, which I couldn't even pronounce a few of the things that were on the menu, and the grand chef here is probably going to laugh at me over that, but the flavors were so amazing that I kept thinking, can you just bring the whole thing? How about the whole pan or bowl or dish to me? But that was not what you do. You enjoy all the courses. I want to thank, though, the maitre d', Will Costello. He was fantastic. My server was Alex, and his assistant was Haley. They always had a smile on my face, and they had a smile on their face for everyone. They explained the wines to me. They explained what I was eating, and I, frankly, like I said, wasn't sure on... I wanted to know, what was I eating? The names were divine, but the food mouth-watering, but I still wanted to know what was in them. So anyway, hats off to everybody there at Addison. With us right now is Grand Chef William Bradley. I don't even know where to begin. Welcome.
Hello.
and I'm sure you're used to all these accolades. I'm sure.
Well, it's hard work, so.
Well, you do a phenomenal job, and there are only 17 folks, grand chefs in the United States, 6 in California, and you are one of them. So, tell us a little bit about yourself. What does it take to become a grand chef?
Well, it takes a dream. I mean, it's a dream that I had when I was, you know, starting in this profession to, you know, you admire these chefs from all over the world and you one day hope to emulate them. So obviously you have a vision from, you know, early on, and it takes a lot of practice and precision and dedication and really understanding, like you were explaining earlier, to deliver in a complete experience. I think it's very, very important to know that to be a grand chef or work in a restaurant with such high accolades, no one is more important than the other. I really focus my team on being very balanced. So when you walk in, it's just as important as you were saying, taking a bite of the food. I think it really, it's a cohesive team.
Where are you from?
I was born and raised here in San Diego.
Okay. Oh, so you came back?
Yeah.
Came home.
Right.
Now, Grand Chef Bradley, William Bradley here, when you say team, mm-hmm. I had a chance to take a peek at your kitchen, folks, which was spotless, and this was right in the height of the dinner serving, spotless, and very organized. Everybody seemed to just be flowing, knowing what they were doing, but there were a lot of people back there.
Yes, it's something that we really focus on is we don't really look at, you know, constantly changing or progressing the menu. We really think about execution because execution really is everything. So we really focus on staying very clean, very organized. So when we do come across a dish that we want to execute, it is, you know, perfect in our eyes. So,
well, every dish that came out was perfect. Now, style, Addison, fine dining, style of food. How would you explain the style of food served at Addison?
Well, our menu is really, because of being here in Southern California, we really, really have an array of just beautiful ingredients that we get to choose from. So it's very Mother Nature driven. We won't change an item just to change an item. We'll really let the season come in and really, really work within the seasons. Like, you know, they did, you know, hundreds of years ago, we've really taken on that philosophy as refined simplicity and really let Mother Nature drive the menu with French techniques.
Is it hard for someone like yourself? I mean, the flavors, amazing flavors. I'm just kind of curious. When you cook at home, is your dining experience the same? Do you make sure you have a dining experience?
Well, no. I mean, it does. I mean, flavor does obviously play a role when this is what you do for a living. So my wife is a fabulous cook. She's actually made me a better cook over the years. when we first met, she was very intimidated, but now she can hold her own. And when you do cook, I mean, for me, we're in a time in cuisine where, you know, some restaurants are very ingredient driven, mm-hmm. and some restaurants are very technically driven. I think we've really kind of stand on our own in terms of we stand in the middle. We believe in technique, but also ingredients, which then at the end of the day is our focus, is flavor with cooking. So either it be at home having a sandwich or in a restaurant having foie gras pot de creme, it really comes down to flavor.
And what is that?
It's...
You're talking to I watch the Food Network Channel, Chef. That's all I do. So tell me, what is that?
Well, foie gras, pot de creme means a pot of cream.
Oh.
So there's a very different ways of it. It's a custard, so.
Okay. Now, I had 9 courses, and they were all very the proportions were just perfect. It was almost a bite or two, except for the braised short ribs, folks. And this was, the short rib was braised for 36 hours. The truffled quiche, amazing.
Right.
I mean,
something simple can really be that tasty.
It was, I mean, everything. The list, to go down the list of what I had that night was everything. I mean, it was building. Actually, the whole experience was from the very beginning to the end. It was to the peppermint pop at
right.
the end,
yeah.
which just popped the flavors in my mouth. I didn't think the food could progress and get any better as it went along, and it did.
And the secret to that with us is I write my menus backwards. In order to focus, I feel sometimes when you have ideas and you're writing the menu, you start from the beginning. So at the beginning, you let on all your great ideas, and then when you get towards the end, they kind of fizzle out. So if you really think about dining, you want to really kind of the elevation of flavors towards the end to really cap it off. So if you write them backwards, for me, it really works, because then towards the beginning, they become more simplified, and that's how you want to start the meal.
And folks, again, with us is Grand Chef William Bradley. He is one of the very, very few, only 6 in California Grand Chefs, 17 in the U.S., and amazing, completely amazing. Now, the menu is somewhat, I would call it a fixed menu, but
right.
but there are, you have different types of menus with
right.
different amount of courses. Explain that to us
yeah.
when they dine at Addison here at the Grand
right.
Del Mar Hotel.
The way we've structured the menu over the years, it really fits the repertoire of our cuisine. So we have it laid out to where we have three menus, actually four. We look at it as we do an a la carte style to where you can pick three or four courses for a fixed price.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still creating your dining experience based on what we feel are the best that Mother Nature has to offer, and we've composed these dishes. So that is one way of eating. So if you want to come in and experience the restaurant and be there for 2 hours, you can create your own menu this way. For somebody that comes, you know, for a special occasion and they're looking for more of a gastronomic experience in terms of the length of the meal and the progressions of flavors, we have a carte blanche menu, which consists of 7 courses, and that's the element of surprise. And then we have Le Grand menu, which is a menu gourmand that's more driven by the luxury ingredient, which is 10 courses. So there's, and those is, again, is also an element of surprise. So you let us know any of your allergies or dislikes with any ingredients, and we will craft a menu for you. So there's different dining options, and so we really feel that it's really worked over the years, where you still feel like you can create your own experience, or if not, we'll, it's the element of surprise.
Which I want to talk about that in a minute, but last Sunday's show, I used the word describing the food that I was going to eat at the Addison as a gastronomic experience, and people, frankly, someone called in and said, what does gastronomic really mean? What? So now that you mentioned it, right. you made me think of it. Explain to me. Well, I don't even know if I used it correctly. What does it mean?
Exactly. Gastronomic is anything that it does with haute cuisine, which obviously in French, haute means high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a high level of cuisine. It's a certain niche. A gastronomic is an experience in the food.
Oh, yeah. Yay! I got that part right. Sounds
yeah.
great. Okay, good. Now, the chef, I heard the servers explaining to the guest at Addison the other night that they have the one, at the very end, the chef's surprise. And the chef, how do you go about making up a meal? Let's say, I think there's 10 courses in the chef's
right.
surprise.
Right.
How do you have a clue of how you're going to please these people when they say, just cook for me?
Well, it does sound simple, obviously, when somebody sits down, but the process is something that we really take a lot of time doing. We really think, you know, I collaborate with all my chefs. We sit down. We know our repertoire of cuisine and how we compose menus. So it's a process. It really is a process. And, you know, at this level, you cannot, in my opinion, you can't put out a dish that's not complete in terms of flavor, mm-hmm. texture, simplicity. So something so simple is very rigorous in terms of to get it on the menu. It takes time.
Well, I would imagine, because they are expecting the utmost when they go to this, to simply hand it over to you and say, cook for me.
Right. And we don't hide behind too many techniques or a lot of different garnishes. It's very straightforward when you look at the food. Like the quiche was something very small and simple, and there was obviously tart shell, custard, and a truffle. That's only three elements, but it can really pack a flavor if you know that savoir faire, when to serve it at the right time. Mm-hmm. It's something that's very important. So we really tend to do a lot of cuisine à la minute, which means to order. So it's very, very challenging but rewarding at the end.
And the wine pairings were, and I am not a wine connoisseur by any means. In fact, I'm not very much a drinker of alcohol, but I did want to sample everything that went with the meals.
Right.
And for me that knows nothing, I have to say that I enjoyed from the champagne to start with to everyone. It had so much flavor, and it just complemented each meal. It was quite an experience. I could go on and on about it. In fact, I could grill you on all your cooking skills and secrets, but I know you're not going to tell me. Now, Addison is open to the public, is it?
Absolutely,
and
yes.
And if there's someone in the area that's here just for the day.
Yeah, we've had amazing, amazing support locally. The San Diegans have been wonderful to us, and any guests from all around the world, it's open to everyone. Absolutely.
Now, the menus, do they change often, or is it seasonal? How do you work around your menu? Because in each section, folks, there's four choices. You have four choices so you have quite a variety for each section here of the menu. So, but how does this work? Do you, like I say, change often? Is this
Well, the menu itself, the core menu, will change, obviously, with the season. So we'll do seasonal shifts in the menu. But the composure of a dish can change every day. If we feel that the flavors aren't there, or ingredients at this level change daily. So sometimes you have to back off something. You know, you get your feedback from your guests. You know, we taste the dishes ongoing every day. It's something we do. Taste. So dishes can change daily if they need to. Mm-hmm. But the power restraint is probably the hardest thing that I've started to understand. So.
Oh, okay. And again, folks, with us is Grand Chef William Bradley. And speaking of spirits, I had champagne from France. I had a wine from Germany, one from Monterey, California, a wine from Tuscany, Italy, and Hungary. I went all around the world. Well,
and that's something that our wine director and the whole program that we do at the restaurant, Jesse and Will, and they're just so involved in it. They can really take you around the world, which I think is special. Mm-hmm. You don't get stuck in a region or a vertical of wine. There's They're really, 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 and it shows you that, you know, there's some hidden gems out there.
Definitely, definitely. And finally, Chef Bradley, what inspires your dishes here at the Grand Del Mar?
Inspiration comes from flavor. It really does. I mean, I look at a dish, I look at the raw material and think of how I need to go about balancing the harmony of the dish, and whatever technique that's going to imply. If it's something that needs to be cooked for 36 hours, then we'll do that. And if it's something that just needs to be cut with a pair of scissors, some herbs, and laid on the plate at the right time, then I'll do that. So the inspiration really comes from the elements of taste.
Well, amazing, amazing. Thank you so much. I had a wonderful time at
Our
Addison.
Pleasure. Thank you.
You are phenomenal. Grand, certainly.
You.
You can add a couple more grands to your name as far as I'm concerned.
We stay humble.
Okay. Well, thank you again so much. And folks, with us was Grand Chef William Bradley of the Addison here at the Grand Del Mar. We're going to have to take our last time out here of the show. We could talk food forever. I'm just so excited about all this. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Right here, coming to you live from the Grand Del Mar Hotel in San Diego on News Talk 920 KPSI. When we come back, we have a little more information about the Grand. I have some little information about home. Don't forget, you can sign up to win a two-night stay here. And I think what we're going to do to the fourth callers, I have two Big Bear Snowplay passes for Snowplay Hill. $50 value, 760-320-8255. That's 760-320-8255. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Robin Burns from Classy Transportation. Need an affordable town car, limousine, or coach? Call us for the airport for dinner, tours, and day trips. Don't forget our fabulous daily outlet shuttle and door-to-door service to Coachella Fest and Stagecoach 2. Our fun bus leaves for holiday shopping at South Coast Plaza on December 7th. Sign up by December 1st. We'll have lots of prizes from Francoise. Call 760-325-5900 or www.classywithanitransportation.com.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit our website at mytiesmile.com.
Did you know that hearing loss is the number one untreated disability in America? Helping People Hear Again is here to help by fighting financially challenged people of all ages with hearing aids absolutely free. For more information about Helping People Hear Again, how you can donate your used hearing aids and offer financial assistance, or to see if you qualify, please call 760-776-1738. That's 760-776-1738. Or visit us on the web at helpingpeoplehearagain.org. Helping People Hear Again is a registered 501c3.
Electric Car Distributors is proud to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 and the new Elegante LX. We also have great selection of Western Golf Cars and more, along with new Club Car and new Yamaha Golf Cars. Open 7 days a week with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For all your electric golf car needs, it's Electric Car Distributors.
Oh, wow. Did you see that?
Yeah, but look over here.
Oh, beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Amaze yourself with a getaway to Arizona's Red Rock Country, Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights in a studio suite at the Bell Rock Inn for just $178. That's $100 off the retail rate. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. Experience the magic of Sedona. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires December 31st, 2012.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Oh, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. As we wind down my stay at the Grand Del Mar Hotel in San Diego, we were talking food while we were off the air, and again, it was a true dining experience. My first complete dining experience from start to finish. Okay, and oh, do we have a winner, Valley, for the snow play passes?
Yes, Gina from La Quinta won. She was driving in her car, and she is so excited. She is looking forward to going to Big Bear.
Oh, well, fantastic. Now, remember, folks, you have about, for those of you who don't have the internet, you have about 10 minutes now left to call and register for your two-night stay to be entered in a two-night stay here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel. For you internet listeners, that is open until, or all you people with computers, you can wait till you get home and register. That will be open until 5 o'clock. So if you only have the telephone, give Valley a call at 760-320-8255. That's 760-320-8255, and register for a two-night stay here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel, which we will be featuring next Saturday on KESQ. I'm here are a few notes that I didn't want to say in front of the chef, but I also made these little notes also that said they had a little stool for my purse, and there was only me, one person sitting at the table, and it was so nice. Instead of having four chairs, four empty spots sitting there staring at me, they had only one chair for me, the one person at the table. And I thought, you know, that's very, very nice. So it's not like I'm dining, you know, sitting there looking at three other empty chairs. So it really, so if you're in the area, definitely a must come to the Grand Del Mar and have If you're not staying here, make sure you dine at Addison because it's a treat and a half. Now, for those of you with kids, they do have the Explorers Club program here. They have all sorts of supervised activities for children, including hiking, of course, the Equestrian Center, all bird watching, all sorts of things. So don't worry about the kids. They have plenty here to keep the kids busy. And also, they have a lot for your pets as well. So don't worry. There's something for everyone. And there are lots of pools. I think the kids have their own pools, too. So, and adults, of course, you have the spa pool and another adult pool. So if you don't want to be, and of course, the beach. They can take you right over to the beach, as Tom Boss was saying, with a lunch, umbrella, the whole thing, set you up, leave, and then go back and pick you up later on in the day. The chapel, they have an on-site chapel where the bells ring hourly. 24-karat gold leaf on the staircases and throughout the hotel. I have my milk bath. Equestrian Center, pet-friendly. The list goes on and on and on. And that is right here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel in San Diego. Now, we do have to take a few minutes to talk about our industry news, and that is brought to you by Urchin's Art for the Hair. Celebrities wear them all of the time. Why not you or your special someone? I know that Todd, who actually produces these, they have a line of football insignia urchins for the hair, so for your favorite team. And of course, we're into the playoffs now and all the games, and New York is playing up there, and I'm not sure what's going on today's games. I've been just too busy enjoying myself. But for more information, visit Urchins on the web with an S as urchins.com for your own hair urchin for you, or it's a great gift for, and actually the gals need a little bit longer hair to be able to pull it back somehow. Ponytail on the top. Now, the U.S. Customs Border Protection sent out a statement. It seems that someone tried to enter the country by using an iPad with an image on their iPad, and they want to let you know that that there was not a traveler that was allowed to use a scanned image of his passport on his iPad as his entry, as his passport. No, that's not going to happen. You cannot use that. Don't think you can just scan your passport on an iPad or iPhone or whatever and just show it to them. They need to have the real documents. You know, you have to hand them the real documents in hand. So I thought that's kind of funny. And that's if you are a U.S. and Canadian citizen entering the U.S. by land or sea from within the Western Hemisphere, you have to have all the valid requirements, the WHTI compliant documents, and that would be a passport, a U.S. passport card, or a trusted traveler's card, Nexus, Sentry, Fast Express, or Global Entry. So, again, don't try to use the iPad to get into the country. Amazing what we will do out there. Don't forget, those of you who want to get fit, whether it's for 1 month or 10 months or 5 years, there's no time restriction on this. You can join the Not Soak City Fitness Point Health Club. They will waive the normal $75 initiation fee, and your monthly membership fee will be only $33, and this is month-to-month, can be canceled anytime. It is at Not Soak City, and you can, they have private parking right there for you. You don't have to worry about the crowds or anything like that. And you can cancel whenever you want. So get fit for a couple months and then stop. Also, the dinner we were going to be having for helping people here again at Trattatore Bella Luna is canceled because Bella Luna closed their doors. Didn't tell us, but they did. So I want you to know, all of you, I have your checks. I'll just send those back to you. We're going to reschedule the dinner somewhere else in February. Don't get it, folks, when people do this. But anyway, that's the deal on that. So thank you for everyone that signed up. But we're going to do it in February. So just hang tight and we'll get that straightened out. Brancati, the perfect gift, birthday, going away, graduate, you name it. They are the perfect gift for you travelers. This is the TSA-approved liquid container set. It's only $9.95, contains four bottles, one spray. The others are you know, with a little squeeze top. And they're perfect. You don't have to worry about anything being taken away from you through customs because they are already approved by the TSA. So, again, that's Brancati. Go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, and all the information is right there. Click on their Lincoln logo and order. Perfect, perfect gift. And what's so nice, it's not a really expensive gift, but it's such a great gift because it's something travelers can use and not have to worry anymore about what can I take liquid-wise? What can I take on the plane? Lotions, all that sort of stuff. It's all measured, all there, and plenty for you. I mean, you got these bottles, there's couple weeks worth that you can put inside of them. Our quartzite trip. Make sure you sign up. The bus is starting to fill up now. We are going to quartzite on Wednesday, January 25th. That is pretty much an all day. We're talking about 8 hours. They have the huge RV show there, rock show, market. I have never been. I'm really looking forward to going. So and hanging out with everybody. We'll have some prizes on the bus. $65 a person, which is a great price. We can go. We can relax. Like I say, I'll have some prizes on the bus. Enjoy our day. Bring all our goodies back. There'll be plenty of room to bring all our shopping back. And for those of you guys who just want to go check out the latest, greatest in RVs, I hear they have a phenomenal RV show, and we will be there during the day. Again, January 25th, $65. There are going to be a lot of pickup points, throughout the valley, so don't worry about having to drive to Palm Springs, or if you're out in La Quinta, or if you're in Indio driving or whatever. We're going to figure it out, so we have good pickup points for everyone. To sign up, give Robin a call at 760-325-5900. That's 760-325-5900 at Classy Transportation, and she will take care of everything for you and get you all set up. Out at the Borrego Springs, we love our folks out at Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. January 14th, they have the Las Vegas nightclub headliners, Pupe Bocastio and Richard Bono. And they're a lot of fun. I saw them. So check it out. It's Saturday night, the 14th. They do have a dinner show hotel package that includes a four-course dinner and the show and your deluxe accommodations for two, and that's $199 per couple. So there you go. If you only want to do the dinner and show, that's $49. And lots of fun out there at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. They also have their stargazing event coming up, and that will be January 27th. And they have a package for that, and they have a noted astronomer and syndicated columnist, Dennis Mamana, and amateur astronomers from Southern California. They're going to converge on the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. Remember, it is one of the very few stargazing places in the United States. Oh, actually, the world. I think there's only two or three. You can give them a call at 888-826-7734, or you can click on their website off of travelingwithfrancoise.com. I will be emceeing the historic Palm Springs Women's Club Annual Chili Cook-Off. That is January 28th. I'm going to be judging, tasting chili along with you. It's $20 per person, no host bar. We're going to have a great time. Starts at 1 p.m., and that will be at the Palm Springs Women Club, the historic Palm Springs Women Club in Palm Springs. Again, January 28th, $20. You can walk in 1 o'clock or sign up earlier at 760-218-1716. And Yosemite Park has some free days, free admission coming up, and that's starting, let's see, it's generally $20, and you can get in free on January 14th through 16th, also June 9th, April 21st through 29th is National Park Week, so those dates are free. So check it out, go to their website for Yosemite, and if you've never been, another great place to go, and it's YosemiteThisYear.com. Wow, it has been an amazing stay here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel. I just am so fortunate. I hope everybody comes out and experiences the golf, the dining at Addison, all the other great restaurants, the Equestrian Center. It goes on and on and on. I have to leave. I have to get back home, get to work on upcoming shows. Where are we going next week? We're going to talk chili, and we're also going to Indianapolis, the host city of the 46th Super Bowl. And I won't be sending anybody to Indianapolis, but we're going to be talking to someone from Indianapolis. Go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, for breaking news, new contests, and more. Remember, you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, the AOL, Patch, Yelp, you name it, I'm out there. Thanks to everybody. It's been a phenomenal stay here. Valley, you back at the station, all my listeners and advertisers. Have a fantastic week. I'll see you next Saturday on KDSQ, next Sunday on Traveling with Francoise, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs. See you next time, and remember, it's never too late to get a life.
I know what's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know what's hot. It's never too late to get life.
Dennis Prager, Saturdays at 3.
The Hot Talk is on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Just 2 days till New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation presidential primary. Mitt Romney continues to be the prohibitive favorite in the polls. Campaigning in Concord, New Hampshire, Newt Gingrich proposed linking unemployment benefits to mandatory job retraining.
Take the unemployment compensation, and we modernize it by tying to it a requirement that you sign up for a business-based training program in order to get unemployment compensation. So you would be training the entire workforce.
Taking aim at Romney, the frontrunner, David Axelrod, principal strategist for President Obama's reelection. He says, based on his 08 campaign, Romney advocates policies responsible for the worst economic turmoil since the Great Depression.
He had not one unkind word, one critique of the economic policies of the last administration that led up to and through the worst of this recession. He thinks that the policies that were in place then were the right policies, and now he wants to go back.
Axelrod on ABC's This Week broadcast. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says Iran is laying the groundwork for making nuclear weapons, but is not yet building a